You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80, and don't forget about us on ESPNU, presented by Progressive Insurance. A friend of mine tried to do that, tried to spit like that, and he almost gave himself lockjaw. I said, dude, don't do that. Don't do things you are not capable of doing. We almost had to take him to the doctor and the emergency room when he tried to do that from the whole Beanie Man thing. Go ahead.
I was talking, throughout the course of the show, I end up getting a lot of texts from a lot of different teams. A lot of different, people in general, and a lot of my boys too. I'm a lot of these text chains because we have a lot of our fantasy drafts coming up where we're getting locked and loaded.
And some peoples.
Oh yeah. Are you? By the way, are you doing any fantasy?
I don't do fantasy football at all.
Why not?
I'm not a fantasy football fan.
Why not?
I only did it 1 year, and that's because we were doing it part of ESPN Radio, and I had to do it because I was contractually obligated. I just don't play fantasy football. I don't even like watching football with fantasy football people. They just ruined it for me.
Jay, do you want some fantasy advice?
Sure. Do you have any for me?
Words of wisdom.
Oh, Doug. Jeez.
You set yourself up for that.
I know.
One.
I thought
hope
he was really
is the first
about
step on your road to disappointment.
Wow. Jeez. Pat just crushing souls
out
there.
I buy that one.
Oh, you do buy that one?
Yeah, I buy
hope
that one.
Hope is the sure. first step in the road of disappointment.
At least he didn't say crushing disappointment.
Don't give me no hope.
Where are you getting these from?
That's what I want to know.
These are the worst motivational Wednesdays of all time.
You didn't make a mistake. You are the mistake.
Oh, my.
He's
wow.
Not going, he's
wow.
Not telling
wow.
You.
Jeez.
That's
wow.
Aggressive.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's major
thanks,
aggressive.
Mom and Dad.
Really. I think I'll go outside and cry now.
Jeez.
Nightmares are just dreams, but your nightmares are also your reality.
See, there you go. That's what I'm saying. We can't wake up from this nightmare that's you. That's what it comes down to.
Can I get back to my point before I got hijacked again from
please,
Pat Costello?
Please do.
Please.
Okay.
So,
please.
On one of my fantasy draft text chains, we were having conversations about.
Yeah.
Because literally, I feel like my job, what I do here inside the walls of Bristol or New York or wherever the hell we're at talking about sports, is truly the life I live every day on these different silos on my phone with my friends.
Right.
Like, I engage in the same types of arguments and debates mm-hmm. about the same topics, and then other topics are made up. I bring these topics here.
There you go.
It's a There's revolving life that just works 360, yeah. Okay? Who is the most mysterious team in the NFL to you this season? Who do you have more questions about this season than any other team in the NFL?
For me, it's the New York Jets.
Mysterious?
Yeah, here's why they're
mysterious.
We still know the offensive line is going to look like. We still don't know what this is going to look like with Aaron Rodgers being in that city, being with that star-crossed franchise, moving his way out of Green Bay. Can the Jets actually finally get near a Super Bowl or play in a Super Bowl? They've only been in one. That was Super Bowl III, that upset against the Baltimore Colts. There's still a lot of mystery around this team. That defense is going to be great again. They have to be great. But what if they're not great enough? Is Aaron Rodgers enough to overcome that? Okay. If that defense not up to snuff?
All right,
I'll give you the
that's interesting. Just when we start, because these are where my friends go. Like, oh, here's a definition of mysterious: difficult or impossible to understand.
Could be the Jets.
It could be the Jets. Do you have one, Nuno?
I was going to say, what about the Baltimore Ravens and Mark Andrews, who we'll have on the show tomorrow at 9:15?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I'm not here tomorrow because I'm going to be the U.S. Open tonight, and that's how
I
you
mean,
do
hey,
me.
That some was of a great.
That's how you do me.
Thank you. But
great
hey,
plug,
listen,
by the way.
Some of us. We're also in that lottery and didn't win. So, I mean.
By the way, we had a tennis lottery for the U.S. Open for tickets. I had any idea I was going to win. I didn't have any idea. All of a sudden, my name came up, got two tickets, so I'm on my way.
Can I tell you who my mysterious team was?
Who would yours be? Although I do like them in the Baltimore Ravens.
The Buffalo Bills.
Great call,
I really want to know who Josh Allen's going to be again this year.
Well,
I really want to know how this team handles losing Leslie Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they lost Brian Daboll, new OC. I really want to know about their. Yep, I really want to know about their defense. By the way, DeMar Hamlin no longer on the team. Like there, it just feels like there, and the pressure.
He made the team. He did.
Yeah.
Make
yeah okay.
The,
yeah. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. But it also feels like there's pressure every single year for the Bills to be that team.
And I like that mystery.
They're constantly knocking on the door.
Okay.
But now that we've seen what the Jets have done, now knowing like.
What Miami has done.
What Miami could potentially. You know what I mean? Again,
that's a great
call. It feels
like
they're extremely mysterious.
Because if you look at Buffalo Bills team, because last year at this time, people were talking about that team was going to be the team that was going to take down Kansas City. Whatever the final year in terms of Buffalo finally was going to be their year to do something that they've never done, that is win a Super Bowl. Everything seemed to be lined up. That road was smooth. It was paved with gold. All the prisons of the rainbow were in their favor. Jeez. And then they did not handle being the hunted well.
And I'm sorry, I misspoke. I meant to say like DeMar Hamlin making the 53-man roster, yeah. Right? Coming back from what he did last year and how that turned out to be like a moment in time that just stopped clocks. So
that would have wrecked a lot of teams going through that last year. That was not just a Buffalo Bills thing. That would have completely stopped a lot of teams. I just thought they were mentally worn out by the time they played Cincinnati. You could clearly see it, in my opinion. You can clearly see it on their faces that they're like, man, whew, we gone through a lot.
One of my other boys said Cleveland. Just because of everything happened with Deshaun Watson, it's Kevin Stefanski on the hot seat. Like, what do they have going on there? Obviously, they have a good defense, but will that pan out? A lot of teams in the AFC.
Yeah, I think that division could be the best division in football, the AFC North. I think you see all four teams win at least 9 games in that division. That the worst could be 9-8, the best could be 11-5 and 12-4, and 2 teams in between. It would not surprise me if 3 teams come out of that division in the AFC North and make the playoffs.
Pats are another one. We just talked about them.
The Pats are a mystery more with Bill Belichick. What if they have another season where they don't make the playoffs?
That's what I'm saying.
And then Robert Kraft is not looking at him the same way that he's used to looking at him. Weigh in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Which NFL team right now is the most mysterious team going into the season that's 8 days away? For me, it's the New York Jets. For you, it's the Buffalo Bills. Let us know at 888-729-3776. When it comes to that, by the way, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU. What Super Bowl matchup would you like to see? You can involve a mystery team, mystery teams. If Jay Williams had the ultimate Super Bowl matchup in 2023, what 2 teams would make that the ultimate for you?
So I'll say I'm going to drive this car because I like all the chatter that leads to the final destination. So I'm going to pick the Dallas Cowboys because I think there's always stuff that comes out of their camp with Jerry Jones, Dan Quinn, Mike McCarthy, even though, you know, him fumbling the other day, his words, not understanding why Jerry Jones didn't consult or at least acknowledge or give a courtesy call to him when they brought on Trey Lance and how Dak Prescott had to deal with that. People wondering around whether Dak Prescott will be the quarterback of the future. So, and Cowboy Nation is different, right? So, Cowboys and the Chiefs to me will probably be the
probably the
most noisy Super Bowl in my opinion, because people don't want Patrick Mahomes to be the greatest ever to do it, and some people do. Right. So, but when you have a dynasty, when you have that level of greatness, it automatically comes prepackaged with extreme hate or extreme glory. So there's that energy starting to be followed by the Kansas City, you know, and what they're doing with him. And then people just automatically hate the boys. But then you still got Cowboy Nation that is like
avid
followers.
We strong.
So I think it would be the clashing of those two tides.
I like that. I'm not going to deny that at all because, believe me, as a Cowboys fan, I'd love to see it. As a Patrick Mahomes fan, I would love to see it. You give me a rematch from last year, Eagles and the Chiefs, and that would be my ultimate Super Bowl matchup because as great as that game was, I think if those two teams met again, it'd be even better the second time around. I could see that being like a 44-41 game. Because both of those defenses will not be able to stop a Patrick Mahomes who will not be hobbled. He literally went through 2 teams in Cincinnati and Philadelphia on 1 leg and was able to find a way to get that done. And the Eagles being motivated to get back there. If anything, that chip on their shoulder get even exponentially bigger to make sure they can get back there because they know how hard that's going to be. I love Cowboys Chiefs, so I'm not going to lie on that one. They get my Cowboys, get Patrick Mahomes. I'm tasty pudding.
That's where that goes.
You get the best of both worlds when it comes to that. But mysterious teams right now going into the season, who are they? Jay believes the Buffalo Bills. I believe the New York Jets. Demetrius in California at 888-729-3776. Who is the most mysterious team going into the NFL season and why?
First of all, fellas, how y'all doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to say the Chicago Bears.
Keep going. We're listening. We're liking. Why? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Chicago Bears because you don't know what you're going to get out of Fields and, you know, the pieces they put around them. So, yeah, I would say the Chicago Bears, though.
I like the intrigue of the Bears because I'm expecting them to be better. I know Justin Fields is going to be better, but that's the question. How much better? Are they going to be better or no? You can look at them and say, okay, they're ramping up. They could be a playoff team in 2024, or it was just a little bit of progress, and then you may be questioning if you had the right kind of pieces, or how do you go forward from that if it's not to that level that you're expecting in Chicago?
I've said this before, Freddie. You and I do not believe it. Let me repeat. You and I do not believe it.
We do not.
But there will be some that if Justin Fields does not have a good year, there will be some that will be questioning whether he is actually the quarterback that should be the quarterback for the Bears moving forward.
And the worst part is, it's probably in their organization.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're putting it out there. And
I'm just saying.
I'm not going to deny that at all.
With guys like May and Caleb Williams next year, there will be a lot of those types of talks circulating above Soldier Field. That's all.
And especially Arizona Cardinals, who may be the worst team in the NFL because that's the team that seems to be in line to draft Caleb Williams. Josh in South Carolina, what team in the NFL is the most mysterious going into this season and why?
Good morning, guys. I'm going to say it's my Carolina Panthers. You know, there was a lot of hype after the draft, so we were all super stoked. Like, oh, man, this might be, you know, hey, worst division in the NFL. Most mysterious team, maybe they'll pull something off. But the preseason's kind of had us in this funk where it's like, is Frank Reich some kind of magician that he's just hiding the whole show before the season starts? So it seems like a magic mystery show is going on because I have no idea what to expect this year.
Okay, Josh in South Carolina, Pat Costello has more words of wisdom regarding your Carolina Panthers in 2023. He is relentless.
Embrace sadness. It's the only thing you'll have.
That's just cruel.
So mean.
That is so cruel.
So why are you the Grinch today?
Today.
Every day.
Yeah.
You're right.
He's a mean one every day.
He's a mean one.
Mr. Costello, you know, 24/7, 365.
Do you want one more?
No, but give it to us anyway.
Not only are you dumb, but you're also ugly.
Wow, that's like a Winston Churchill kind of thing from back in the day. Not only are you dumb, but you're also ugly.
Can we please go to break?
Yes, we are going to go to break. We're going to end this ugliness right now. You can let us know about your mysterious team going into the NFL season and the Super Bowl that you would love to see. Let us know at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And a coworker of ours said something that is so wild that it's even wilder than what Pat Costello has had when it comes to words of wisdom this morning. Find out who said that wild thing because he's a wild boy next on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ESPN Radio.
I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Jay Williams. You put us together, you get a little ESPN Radio this morning, presented by Progressive Insurance, also on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and also ESPN. You will get to more of your calls at 888-729-3776. about the most mysterious team going into the NFL this 2023 season and the Super Bowl matchup that you will love to see. But one of our compadres.
Who? Which one?
Mike Greenberg, ESPN host from Greeny Monday through Friday, 10 to noon Eastern time, also in the ESPN app, and also the host of Get Up on ESPN each and every morning at 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. Now, the Dallas Cowboys are that chic team. They always get talked about. But I don't think anybody's talked about the Cowboys this way, Jay, what Mike Greenberg believes the Cowboys will do when it comes to when they think about replacing Dak Prescott at quarterback.
The Jets have a young quarterback they drafted very high who has shown himself to be nowhere near ready to play. And they think they have a championship caliber roster. So what do? They go out and they get themselves an aging veteran who might be able to give them 1 or 2 years and a shot at a Super Bowl and maybe mentor the young kid towards being able to play. So what is Jerry Jones perhaps thinking? How about thinking about a Super Bowl winning veteran quarterback who might want to finish his career in his hometown of Dallas, Texas, and mentor a young player in a year or two to being ready to take over the reins. That young player could be Trey Lance. I could easily see a world in which a year from today, Dak Prescott is way better off being the quarterback of Tampa or Minnesota or Denver or someplace where they really want him. And Matthew Stafford is the starting quarterback of his hometown Dallas Cowboys.
Matthew Stafford?
What?
Yeah, keep
is
going.
He going to be healthy?
Keep going.
There's more?
What?
Is he going to be healthy? At this stage of his career, like with all the injuries he's had, you're going to let go of Dak Prescott to bring in Matthew Stafford?
The part that jumped out to me, other than that whole situation, was he said Dak Prescott would get a chance to go to a place where he's wanted. Have the Cowboys let it be known that they don't want Dak Prescott? Did I miss that somewhere?
They want Dak Prescott.
You don't want somebody or not want somebody and give them $49 million.
Wait, time out. I'm still processing this.
Uh-huh.
So it was only yesterday that we got the word from Kelly Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
On the Morning After podcast.
Forgot about that, yes.
Plugging you on that, Kelly.
You're welcome.
The fact that Matthew had a very hard time connecting with his young locker room, saying at times he felt like a father. I'm not questioning Matthew Stafford's ability. I think he is a big-time quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFC.
Okay? All right.
When he's healthy. There's been a history of having health issues.
Right.
And he's 35. So you're saying a year from today, when he's 36, 37, after he's going to play another year of getting beat up and people questioning his leadership ability,
mm-hmm.
you're going to bring him back home and replace him with a guy who's 30 years old,
right.
who nobody questions how he leads. Are there questions around whether Dak Prescott can come through when the moments are the biggest? Sure. Sure they are.
Justifiable questions.
Well, I think we're going to find that out, but I don't think the answer is Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Here's something else to that. I don't believe Matthew Stafford's going to be in the NFL next year.
He's going to retire.
For all the things you just said about being beaten up from the feet up, especially in the last 4 to 5 years, no one's going to sign off on that. Matthew Stafford may not want to sign off on that because his body has been, and you said it right, he may get even more beat up. There are no guarantees. He might not even play 10 games this year because that team is not going to be good in Los Angeles with the Rams. So you're telling me that that reclamation project is the answer to a guy that is a lot healthier on his worst day than Matthew Stafford is on his best day?
I can't co-sign that.
I can't co-sign that.
Yeah, we can't co-sign that.
I can't
not here, not today.
Yeah, we're not going
to do that.
Triple A say ESPN, 888-729-3776. We move on from that wild prediction.
Can you imagine? I mean, you're a Cowboys fan. I saw your face. Yeah. I'm not even a Cowboys fan. I'm a Dak Prescott fan. I want to see Dak Prescott be successful.
Absolutely.
I want to see all players be successful, but wow. That just left me, my mouth is on the floor, waiting for somebody else to come pick it up.
I think they were probably so stunned on the get up stage, they probably just left him on that island by himself. He was looking for help, and they were like, here's Wilson the volleyball from Castaway.
The only things that come in my mind when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, how long have you been preparing to say that?
Yeah, that's not something that was off the top of his head.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was something at the top of his head.
That one.
You are correct. That wasn't something that he at that moment popped in his head. Yeah, he had been having that. He probably monologued.
He
was able to think tank it and everything like that. He was able to shop it.
I mean, I get life is good for Greeny right now.
I'm not hating on Greeny. That statement, different story. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Most mysterious team in the NFL. Who is it and why? And also your Super Bowl predictions that you would love to see, the Super Bowl matchup you would love to see. Steven in Indiana, what you got for my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
What's up, brother?
I have been a Cleveland Browns fan since Otto Graham was playing for them. And I'm going to have to pick them simply because of Deshaun Watson, all the money they paid him. And, you know, the word is out that things aren't working out too well in the practice and the pre-games. And he hadn't showed us anything yet. He played 6 games last year, but, you know, there was nothing there. I think he was 3-3. And so I'm going to have to go with him.
The fact that, Steven, they were 3-3 without him having a full board of a training camp with that football team, you should consider that a miracle when it comes to the Cleveland Browns. And preseason football, it's not like the real thing. Deshaun Watson, in my opinion, is going to be fine. They're going to run the football, Nick Chubb. That defense is going to be really, really good. Yeah, there's still going to be enough of a curve that he has to overcome to be even 70% of what we saw the last time we saw him in a football field with the Houston Texans.
Thing that stands out the most, though, even if they're going to be okay, is I didn't pay $250 million guaranteed to be okay.
That's completely fair. If you pay $250 million, you might let it be okay this year. After that, you want to see your ROI, return on your investment, when it comes to Cleveland Browns.
To see you get back to a very high level this year.
Yeah, I just don't think – I'm with you. I don't think he's going to be at that high level this year. If he does, great. Then the Cleveland Browns will make the playoffs if he is, because they have the right pieces around him on both sides of the football. If he's not, that should be expected when it comes to Deshaun Watson, because it's still been more than a minute that he's been that dude. He has not been him since the last time we saw him on the football field with the Houston Texans. Mark in New Jersey, my friend, what do you got?
New Jersey.
Good morning. How we doing?
Good morning.
I got the answer to two of them. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers for improbable.
Okay.
You know, they have Kenny Pickett as the number 4 quarterback in the AFC North. And also nobody's talking about the Steelers. So I think the Steelers come out. That's going to surprise people. And my Super Bowl will be the Steelers versus the Cowboys. Again, America's team. Versus the Steelers, and the Steelers have to go through that tough AFC. I think that would be a Super Bowl that people would love to see. And, of course, being a Steelers fan, Steelers coming out on top.
Okay.
You're ambivalent about that.
Yeah.
You're ambivalent about it. You're getting into your inner Pat Costello.
I don't want to go down that path. I'll allow – Pat, do you have any advice for him off that last one?
Oh, God. He probably does. I don't know. Why are we doing this again? Music, please.
You might soar like an eagle, but eagles get hit by planes.
What?
What?
Is that towards your own eagles?
No, or... it's not.
The odds are you don't achieve your dreams or have any impact on history or society.
Jeez. Wow. I don't know what's better, those or the music, or both, when it comes to his words of wisdom.
I love that this is inspiration music.
Well, it's inspiring Pat to come up with more. That's what it's doing. I don't know if it's inspiring anybody else, but it's definitely inspiring him. A Super Bowl champion is going to stop by, and he did with the New York Giants. He interned this summer with the Dallas Cowboys. He was able to be on both sides of that aisle. That person joins us next with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning at ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
He is Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. I always appreciate you joining us anytime you want on social media, on the X at Real Jay Williams and at Coleman ESPN, and definitely on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. And don't forget about us on ESPNU. We're going to get to somebody who won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants, who interned this summer with the Dallas Cowboys. We'll definitely get to that. But Jay Will, not even 15 minutes ago, raised a great question. We got a lot of people weighing in on this at 888-729-3776. Most mysterious team going into the NFL season in 2023. He has the Buffalo Bills after what happened last year. And all of a sudden, you're wondering that if they don't get it done this year or get close to doing it this year, what could that look like for their future? For my money, it's the New York Jets. All that intrigue, Aaron Rodgers, the defense, the offensive line, the running backs, pressure in New York, all those kind of things. Steven in South Carolina, 888-729-3776. Big Steve, what is your most mysterious team going into the NFL and why?
It's going to sound funny, but I'm going to say the Cowboys. Y'all kind of teed it up for me with the Greenberg thing. First of all, that has zero chance of happening. I think if you would have done it 2 years ago, whenever Stafford went to the Rams, that would have been good. I was actually on that train before they re-signed Dak. The Stafford would have been a good pick then. Obviously not now. And plus, they re-signed Dak. So, hey, here we are. But I would say mystery-wise, I think you know, my theme for this year, I like to tell people when they ask me, is, if not now, when?
Yeah.
Because now you can make the argument that Dak is arguably the best quarterback in the NFC. Obviously, some people would put Hurts over him, but he's at least arguable. They have, I think, the best defense on paper, and I think at worst, top two with the Niners. I think the Eagles' secondary is going to end up being a little more of a weakness than people think. But I think that the Cowboys have to look at this year and say, if they can't do it this year, they can't break the 27-year streak, when is it going to happen? Because now Brady's gone. Now Rodgers is gone. So what's stopping you aside from your rival, who, by the way, Dak has beaten? He's 9-3 against the Eagles in his career. So, again, if not now, when? So that's got to be the big mystery, is if they're ever going to get over the hump. This has to be the year, in my opinion. And then the most intriguing one, you mentioned Cowboys Chiefs a little bit ago. I think that would be great, obviously. But I think the more intriguing matchup would be Cowboys Bills. It's not only harkening back to the 90s Super Bowl. You get Josh Allen, who's also been great but hasn't got there yet. And then you have two franchises that haven't been there in a long time and would be a great intriguing matchup. So I think that would be the best one.
Okay. I like this whole thing about the Cowboys. It's all about, you know, that's never going to happen. But I can't remember in recent memory where you can look at every NFL team, Jay, in this league, and there's a storyline somewhere or an intriguing storyline somewhere. I don't care how bad a team's going to be, how good they're going to be. There's always something you can look at as a casual fan and go, oh, like the Cardinals, for example, tanking for Caleb Williams and Kyler Murray in that whole situation. The New York Jets with their situation. Buffalo Bills, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Jacksonville. You can go down and down the line of each and every NFL team, and there's some kind of intriguing storyline that will get your attention and say, oh, okay, I didn't think about that or I didn't know about that. That's where the mystery intrigue, and that's why the NFL keeps being where they are. They keep lapping the field time and time again when it comes to having that kind of attention going into the season.
You know, another thing we haven't really spoken enough about is the way the season ended for Jacksonville was so fascinating. The way Trevor Lawrence has really stepped up, and now all of a sudden, you know, with the tools and the skills that this team has, now expectations are you're starting to expect more of that.
Absolutely.
From where Jacksonville was last year to where they're going to be this year.
Right.
In a loaded conference, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, and in a division that they should not be losing.
Exactly.
I mean, that
– Houston, the Colts.
Yeah.
And then obviously Tennessee.
Yeah, the AFC and the NFC, those divisions, they're not the South. They're the South. You don't get the whole S-O-U-T-H when you're going to be that bad. You get S-O-U-F, period. The South may have something to say in the AFC and NFC. Maybe not this year. Speaking of going South, Pablo in Charlotte. Hey, Pablo, what's the Super Bowl matchup that you want to see, my friend, and why?
Yeah, I would love to see the Niners and the Chiefs go at it, right? I know Dallas Nation is huge, but so is Niner Nation. I also got a crazy concept if you guys want talk about that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, give it to us.
What is it?
So, you know, we have the NFC and the AFC. What if the NFL just did away with that, right? And then you can see two teams like Niners and Dallas playing in the Super Bowl. How crazy would that be?
It's funny that's you mentioned
that. I wish, because we were talking about before.
Absolutely.
Like the AFC championship game to me, as much as, you know, I respect the Eagles or the Cowboys, and granted, it was set up for a great Super Bowl. But like if I got a chance to see like the Bills and the Bengals in the Super Bowl, or Kansas City,
I wouldn't be disappointed.
And the Bills, or Kansas City and the Bengals, or the Ravens, or the Dolphins. Like to me, I don't know. I just want the best teams to have a chance for the Super Bowl
because
how many coming from conferences?
Yeah, because how much did they talk about that in the NBA? Instead of having 1-8 in the East, 1-8 in the West, just have 1-16.
1-16.
Yeah, they talked about that in the NBA a couple of years ago.
It makes all the sense in the world. Yeah. Like, let the best team prevail. Let the best teams prevail.
Because it's funny, we have interleague play in baseball, but people still want to see the American League versus the National League when it comes to the World Series. I wonder how much of that's starting to go away. If you give me the two best teams, I'm good if they don't come from different conferences. The NFL, they've been able to build that in, that AFC, NFC, but there's so many good teams. No one would be offended if we got like an Eagles-Cowboys Super Bowl, for example.
Well, I wonder how many more teams would represent the AFC than would be representative 1-16 in the NFC.
I think you can make a case probably 4 or 5 in the NFC. I think the other 11 would be the AFC. The 4 or 5 would be the Cowboys, 49ers, Eagles, and I think Giants would be in
New
that
Orleans?
Mix.
I think New Orleans would be
New
in
Orleans
mix.
Could possibly be in that mix as well. I think
Seattle,
you could put those five. Seattle might be close. I think the Jets would be
there.
Minnesota, I mean, losing Dalvin Cook and not having a defense, they could still win that division, but I mean, I can't see it with a team like that.
Nuno just jumped in my ear and said the Commanders. Like,
yeah,
like authority.
If you
into the mysterious?
If,
yeah.
Well, yeah, because if you get
mysterious,
anything. Yeah,
oh, like, I thought you were talking. We were talking about how many teams would represent the NFC in the playoffs from 1-16? You said Commanders in my ear. I was like,
no, 1991, yes.
Honestly,
but 2023,
there's
no.
There's only three teams in the NFC that I think can represent the NFC, which is the Eagles, 49ers,
and the Cowboys.
And my heart breaks, the Cowboys, yes. Like, that one hurts. But, like, I think those are the only three. There's just too much. You know what you're getting out of Kirk Cousins. Going to look great during the regular season. They're going to win games that you're like, what the heck they're doing? And then we're going to see it in the playoffs, right? Like that type of thing.
Okay.
But I think
Commanders are intriguing.
And the Packers.
Mysterious.
Like we haven't talked about
That's
Packers
right.
with Jordan Love.
Yeah. What is that going to look like? Because everybody wondered about that when Aaron Rodgers took over for Brett Favre. And after that first year, it wasn't too shabby. I wonder if people think the same thing about Jordan Love, that year one, you better get him now because they'll put pieces around him. Maybe he could be even better than people think. Big Joe in Virginia has something to say to all those Jets fans out there as a Giants fan. Big Joe, what you got?
Hey, man. Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you, Joe? Speak up a little bit, by the way.
You know what? I'm sorry, man. I got to talk a little loud. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. There we go. Bring those pipes.
Yeah, there you go. I want to talk about that game with the Jets and the Giants because I watched that game. I'm sure y'all did, too. Aaron Rodgers played, what, two series?
Two series, yes.
If I'm not mistaken, he played against the second and third stringers
Absolutely.
On the Giants defense. I am a Giants fan, so when everybody was talking about Aaron Rodgers the following morning, I'm talking about ESPN shows, they was talking about how he looked and how great he looked. Really? Against people that now are waived or being traded or is outright cut. And he looked real good with no offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Big Joe, I watched the game.
Big Joe, you know how this works. You know how the industry works.
Yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
That's why we came on our show. And I was like, man, I don't care about preseason. I don't care about how Aaron Rodgers looks for a series.
Amen. Amen. Preseason means nothing to me.
Nothing.
It should mean something to the team because you got to find the best guys that you want to have on.
Trimming your roster down to 53 people, got it. Understand the significance of that. People making roster cuts, making positions, I get it. But as it relates to, like, I'm not going to be able to tell you who, like, based off an assessment of a preseason game, who I think is going to be the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm not
like,
doing that.
You're not.
My personal favorite is when people have back and forth conversations on the X about why their team's going to be better than the other team based on somebody going 13-20 in the preseason game as a backup quarterback. We got depth. If our starter gets injured, now we got a guy we can trust to get in there. And I'm thinking, that's just catnip to me. when I see the kind of foolishness on social media. Jay Williams, hit him on social media, Real Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me up at Coleman ESPN. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. Jay started it. Pat Costello, one of our engineers and producer behind the scenes, got involved in it, and it's been a complete comedic mess ever since. All about the words of wisdom. We'll do that next on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
With Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us and playing with us on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also ESPNU. So I'm going to give Jay Will a lot of credit. And then I'm sure that Pat Costello, one of our guys behind the scenes, is going to steal it. Jay Will came with his great words of wisdom to get everybody motivated, get everybody going forward, all about forward momentum, positivity, no negative electricity, all those kind of good things. And you kicked it off with great words of wisdom about, yeah, you're going to fall, but make sure you fall forward and not fall back. For those who missed it, what are those words of wisdom? Because they were really, really good.
All right. I said, here's how it came through before I got hijacked by Mr. Costello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flight 757. Your pain is life teaching you. Your joy is life celebrating you. You can't have one without the other.
Uh-huh.
So use whatever happens to you in your life as a launching pad for what's about to occur next.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Cliff Notes version.
It was completely good.
It was way more inspirational. Tone was there. Didn't have any theme music. No, Alan, you didn't put any theme music behind me.
Yates stiffed you on that one.
Stiffed me on it. Was looking at me, was deep into my eyes, mm-hmm. thinking, oh, you sound right.
Yeah,
lost in the portals of your soul.
You can make the excuse all you want. You couldn't have found strength, courage, and wisdom by NDIRE for him to play underneath? You couldn't find that?
Nothing. Buckets. No NDIRE, nothing.
The thing about NDIRE, we got to have it in the system and the culture, his whole thing.
It's in the system.
Yeah, Jill Scott. We got Jill Scott. We got her in the system.
Jill Scott's in the system.
I want to take a long walk, but that's a different conversation.
No, living my life like it's golden. Come on, man.
Come on now. But yet, Pat Costello comes up with these Green Goblin words of wisdom that defeat Spider-Man, and he has a soundtrack.
Just because you haven't found the right person doesn't mean you will.
You are terrible. You really, really are.
He's killing nobody. 100%
terrible. But you know what? I can't lie. That's pretty funny. I cannot lie.
The light at the end of the tunnel is probably just a train about to run you over.
Who are you, Wile E. Coyote from the Looney Tunes cartoons? Looking both ways, trying to chase that roadrunner?
It's never too late to start over, unless it is.
That's my favorite.
That one fits the theme for my life.
Hey,
talk about it. It's time, Jay.
That's aggressive.
Jay, it's time.
I don't think you are. I don't believe you are for one second.
It's just halftime, goodness. Jay. It's just halftime of the game.
That's right. Yeah, you got the second half. Get some game ready. Yeah, last one, Dad. Give us one last one.
You are the background character in a much more interesting person's story.
Oh, that's hard.
Wow.
That's harsh right
that
there.
That one is a...
Whew. Yeah, that's
a doozy right
there.
That
really is.
Right
that's an ego crusher right there. That wow. Let's move on to Bobby in Washington, D.C. at 888-729-3776. Got a lot of great calls from you about most interesting team in terms of mystery or the Super Bowl matchup that you want to see. Robert, what you got, my friend?
Okay. So for the mystery team, I'm going to say Steelers because I'm a Steelers fan, even though I'm from Washington, D.C. And then as far as the two teams in the Super Bowl, I'm going to say the Baltimore Ravens, man, because they got their quarterback and then a couple of pieces that they added. And then I would like to see them play the Eagles. I think the Eagles can kind of make it again to the Super Bowl. And I think them two quarterbacks, they're young, they're in their primes. Well, at least one is, or close to them. Actually, they're not in their primes. They're really early. They're really young. And so I would like to see them kind of go back-to-back at it just like they did last year, at least with the Chiefs and the Eagles.
I would not be mad at a Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson Super Bowl.
I wouldn't be mad at that. Oof.
Just thinking about that is getting me all in the feels.
We have Mark Andrews coming on tomorrow, too.
I know, 9:15 Eastern time. Can't wait to hear what he has to say with all the new weapons with him and Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
There has to be, I mean, we're naturally built this way, but there has to be a big piece of them as a team that feels that all the talk around the Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
Keep going.
Patrick Mahomes and the dynasty, maybe one of the greatest or the greatest ever to do it. Tua and the Dolphins and how tough that division is. Even Bill Belichick and what's going on there. Will they make the playoffs? Joe Burrow and company. I mean, it feels like all the talk is about every other team in that conference but the Baltimore Ravens.
Because people forget before Lamar Jackson got injured last year, they had the best record in the AFC after 12 games at 8-4, and then they just got racked by injuries to him and in the secondary, and they made the playoffs. They were a fumble away from maybe taking down Cincinnati in Cincinnati with a backup quarterback. Just putting the facts out there. Back to words of wisdom. Not from Jay Will, who set it up. Definitely not from Pat Costello, who ruined it. But Ren in Virginia, he or she has words of wisdom for us. Ren, what you got?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. I got something for you, Jay. You're going to love this one.
All right, talk to me, baby.
If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Don't ask me, because I don't know.
That's good. That never gets old.
That's a good one.
That never, ever gets old. One. That's fantastic.
That's right.
All right, love listening to you, fellas. I'll take it easy.
You too, my friend. God bless you.
I feel like that's what my pop's been saying to me from day one. Yep. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Yep. Better find out.
But don't ask him, because if you have to ask him, your dad sounds like the kind of person.
He's a G, man.
Your dad,
he's the OG.
Your dad and my dad, their middle names have DNP in the initials. Do not play. That means don't bleep around with Mr. Williams and Mr. Coleman.
So my pops, you know, we're having my 40th birthday party this weekend. I'm really turning 42, but we're doing it.
Okay.
Because, you know, all the stuff that has happened over the last couple years.
Happy early birthday.
We're going to also do like a celebration of my mom's life, which is really cool. But my dad is like, you know, my dad, I'm like, all right, dad, you ready? We coming like a 90s hip hop theme. No, you know, where you going to be? He's like, man, I'm wearing my velour. I'm like, all right, you could wear the velour. It's fine. Like,
decade be damned.
You know, my dad, like, how many people going to be there? Because if it's over 10, I don't think I'm going to try to come. I'm like, but dad, it's my birthday.
Exactly.
I just don't like small talk. You know, you got me around all these. I can't even. I'm not going to say.
Don't please. But, don't.
But like, that's my pops. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, don't leave me with him. Don't you do it. Don't you do it? Where's the good looker at? Like, that's it. That's what he asked.
Where's the good looker? Where y'all hide the good looker?
Where y'all hide the good looker?
Where y'all hide the good looker?
Y'all, I know y'all got the chip. Jay, where's the good?
Where's
come
the,
on now.
Where's the key?
Come on now. That line. Come on. Yeah, that line. Come on now.
Where's the good?
Come on now.
I have not heard
come
that.
Come on now. Where the liquor at?
Where's the good? No. Where's the good liquor at? No. Everybody knows where liquor's at.
Yeah, you know we don't keep the good. Come on, Dad.
It's in the pantry. Wow. The pantry or the pantry? You say it twice, you know where the one is at.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always two. You say anything?
Oh, my goodness.
That second one?
I'm glad you celebrated your birthday with that. Hopefully, there'll be less than 10 people for your dad to feel better about that. Gotta say happy birthday to my mom, Maddie Frances Beaton Coleman in New York. I'm not going to say my mother's age, but my mom is one of the greatest people on planet Earth.
What are you doing for the celebration?
Well, we're going to take, because my mom and dad, their birthdays, they have the same year in terms of they were born the same year. And my dad's a Christmas baby, and her birthday is tomorrow. So we're going to take, me and my wife Denise are going to take them out for a lunch, celebrate them.
Oh, that's dope, man.
Yeah, so that'll be pretty cool.
I'm sure that your dad has to feel gypped that his birthday always is around Christmas. So do you do like the Christmas and birthday presents together?
No, he gets two.
Okay.
He makes it. All right, just like your dad was a good liquor, he wants two presents. Freddie Coleman Jr. is not fooling around with that. Greeny was next. He's Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman. This is ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery.
Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.